morning, everyone, from the studios of KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix. We present live local music, and we tell you about everything that's happening for the weekend. I'm J.W. I'm here with one and only Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, J.W. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. But it's nice to see some sunshine, blue sky.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it
is
beautiful.
Wait 5 minutes. The weather will change.
I know it will, just like Boston. Yeah, it just changes. Yeah, it happens quickly. Yep. Happens quickly. So, haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
Great. Took a nice little walk this morning in this brisk air. It feels really good. I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep. And then yesterday I was scraping my windows.
Yeah. So, tell us who's going to be on the show this morning.
Well, this morning we've got our first guest is our musical guest, Rogers and Buffington. They are here in studio warming up. Then we're going to be interviewing Thin Air Festival and then talking finally at the top of our hour to Natalie McHale, who is the education assistant for the Swanner Preserve. She'll be talking all about what your kids could be doing this summer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The summer is on its way.
A lot of folks are working pretty hard, so they need to get camps set up and the right types of stuff for their kids. So it'll be a good session. It's never too early.
Get
your kids enrolled, that's for sure. So it is currently 32 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town, and it will be mostly sunny all day today. We'll have a high of 48, according to the National Weather Service. And then tonight, it's going to be a slight chance of rain and snow after the midnight portion of the evening. And then Saturday, snow likely. They're talking about 70, maybe 80% probability. Saturday night, also chance of snow. And then back to Sunday, we're going to have mostly sunny. So it looks like a pretty good weekend. Let's take it out to Monday. There's going to be a 70% chance of some kind of precipitation on Monday. Rain, snow likely. Hopefully snow in the higher elevations so we can continue this spring skiing thing that we're doing.
It's pretty fantastic out there. The snow, it looks like the temperatures might not stick, you know, keep the snow, but it's crowded at the ski resorts.
Yeah.
People are really enjoying the spring skiing right now.
Yeah. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. I want to get to the underwriters for a minute or so because I'm really psyched to get Rogers and Buffington back. Will Rogers and Clint Buffington, they've been on our program before in other iterations, and they're with us this morning as a duo, and we're looking forward to that. And they're going to be playing a couple of songs, maybe three songs, time permitting. This is KPCW in Park City Morning Mix. We'll be back right after these messages.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee. We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
This is Deacon Haymond, head honcho at Haymond Law. In life and in death, we support KPCW. We prepare wills and trusts and provide guidance on income and estate taxes. We can also answer questions about the loss of a loved one or the loss of someone who isn't loved but must be dealt with anyway. Our office is at Kimball Junction, and more information is at deaconhaymond.com.
KPCW's monthly open space update with the Summit Land Conservancy airs the first Tuesday of every month, brought to you by Vail Resorts.
Back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. Our musical guest in studio is Rogers and Buffington, specifically Will Rogers and Clint Buffington. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, now love your mic. Get nice and close. There you go. All right. So how long have you guys been playing as a duo together?
You know, it's been about 3 years. We played together in other bands, and we just kind of decided to try this duo thing, which is really vocal harmony based, and we realized that there's really something there, and so we really pushed for that.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
And have you always? When did you start playing the banjo? Well,
oh, probably just 10 years or so.
Yeah, that's like your second or third instrument, isn't it?
How many instruments do you play, Clint?
I play this guitar here. I also play mandolin and harmonica.
All right. Well, can you play a song for us?
We would love to.
Okay,
we,
tell us.
We even answer in harmony.
Okay, and and what are you going to play for us?
So, well, actually, we'd love to start off with a cover that just pays tribute to one of the musical acts that inspires us to do this harmony thing, which is Gillian Welch. And this song is called I Want to Sing That Rock and Roll.
Live in the Morning Mix, Rodgers and Buffington.
Making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna reach that glory land. I wanna shake my Savior's hand. And I wanna sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul. Cause everybody's been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I've been a traveling near and far. I wanna lay down my old guitar. And I wanna sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul. Cause everybody's been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I've been a traveling. I wanna lay down my old guitar. And I wanna sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul. Cause everybody's been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna sing that rock and roll.
Very nice, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Great way to start the Friday morning.
Yeah.
Tell us about upcoming gigs.
Well, we've got one show coming up in Park City at the Park City Mountain Base. That's on Tuesday, just next Tuesday, the 28th. We'll be playing from 3 to 5.
Opry Ski.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Might be getting to the end of that here, but hopefully we will get more snow. So people.
Oh, I think
going.
We're getting more, Clint. I think we're going to get some more.
So we're playing there, and then we play pretty regularly at the Park City Brewery, which we just love. I mean, that place is awesome. I don't know if y'all have been, but awesome beer, just a really cool vibe, a very chill place to be.
Nice. Do you have a goal for how many shows you want to play by the end of the year?
Yeah, that's a good business question. That's the kind of thing that we should probably spend a little bit more time thinking about. My goal would be like a zillion or so, Will.
That seems doable. That seems realistic and doable. Good. All right, so what are you going to play for us next?
So next we'll play a song called Star, which is one of our originals. So kind of slow things down a little bit, and we'll get into some of that kind of darker, folky stuff. We lure you in with the sweet honey, and then we bring on the dark folk.
Live in the Morning Mix, Rodgers and Buffington.
What if there was a way to know your mind? ever be enough. Well, how can I be satisfied with a long day's work?
Rodgers and Buffington live on the Morning Mix.
That's right. We'll just get the existential crisis folk out of the way.
That's right. Get that stuff over with. And, did you write that song?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I've been working on it for a while, trying to figure out all the harmonies and stuff. But yeah, that's ours.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to put, you got to write the song, you got to write the harmonies, you got to put the whole thing together.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe Will can say something about this, but it always feels to me like we're writing, every song we write is like writing two songs, because you've got the melody line of the vocal, and then the harmony line is a completely different beast to wrestle with.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who are your musical influences?
Well, definitely, especially from the harmony stuff, Gillian Welsh is pretty huge with us, and I don't know, we have varied interests individually. But
I would say like Avett Brothers too, they have that kind of two-person, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trying to like, you know, also make music that has a sort of like acoustic Americana authenticity to it, but also make it current and like approachable.
And originally something that's new that you're creating from something that you've recycled, I guess, that we've heard before. So those influences coming through.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How can people buy your music?
well, sadly, we don't have a CD yet, unfortunately, but we are working on recording some stuff. So you've got a website, which is just rodgersandbuffington.com. We're pretty easy to find on Facebook, too. Just Rodgers and Buffington on Facebook will get you there. And that's where we've got a lot of songs posted that people can listen to. But hopefully we'll be getting like a little EP or demo or something put together that we can actually sell at shows and stuff like that.
But they can hire you for an event.
Definitely, yeah. Always.
Okay.
And, you know, the shows are posted. If you like it, just check out the dates. Come see us. And that's a great way to, if you can't buy something right now, that's a great way to enjoy it and support it. So,
yeah. Great.
You could book them real time if you call us at 435-655-8255. You might have something
Indeed.
Coming up, a private party or a gig or something like that, and you'd like to have these gentlemen perform for a couple of hours. Give us a call right here in the Morning Mix. We'll book the gig real time. That'd
yeah.
be fun. We did that once.
That would be fun, yes. We did that. It was with a guest, two guests. And
it was the 100th anniversary show,
oh, yeah.
and somebody called in during the show. We encourage people
to call
in.
Then we've done it twice.
Yeah.
We've done it twice because remember there was the time that we had the second guest that booked the first guest.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's right.
We're makers of business here.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Making
I remember that.
Making some money for the
It was
musical.
Park Meadows Country Club. We had a musical guest and they came on for the pledge drive.
Yes.
And they started talking. Said, hey, are you free Saturday night? She said, yeah, we're free. So, well, come on out. We're going to pay you, you know. Whatever it was.
Man, we should hire you guys as booking agents. This is awesome.
No, we loved it.
I know.
This is the stuff we love. We like to put people together and we know how difficult it is to be a musician, and there's such a great musical community here in Park City.
It's amazing, yeah.
So anything we can do to help, you know.
For sure.
And Elizabeth Harza is really great at,
she's awesome.
Connecting people, and J. Dub and I are both connectors, as he was saying. But that's really what makes the difference is when someone else edifies you, because it's difficult to do it yourself and say, well, I really am great.
Yeah, Elizabeth's a great example of that. She runs a songwriter circle up here that I go to whenever I can. And man, it's just, it's like something that I always, there was this always a void inside, you know, and like finding that songwriter circle has really filled it, because just, I mean, going to hang out with musicians, you know, once a month and everybody's there. Yeah.
I went with my daughters. It was very cool.
It's awesome, right?
It was such a fantastic afternoon.
I hope Elizabeth is very successful, but that she never leaves. Because I want her here.
Make sure you talk to her about the Soldier Hollow Music Festival, which is mid-July. We're going to be broadcasting live from there, but she's going to be involved in booking a lot of the guests and a lot of the musicians. So
cool.
Can you play another song for us?
Yeah, we've got a short one to wrap up with. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly. This is also...
It can be a little longer. That's okay. But you know, whatever you guys want to do. And what's the name of this
song?
We'll
play another one that's another original. This one is called Back for More, which is... It's got a lot of lyrics that happen really fast, but it's just basically about, like, you know, not really knowing when to throw in the towel.
Oh, the picker, just like the banjo.
Yeah.
One more plug before you start. Again, 435-655-8255. Give us a call. Book the guys right now. We'll do that right now. Live on the Morning Mix, Rogers and Buffington.
Call me back from wandering, man, I came. I used to look out my window in the night, looking for something I could never find. I could never find. When I came home, it was already too late. You can't get back the things you give up with a handshake. I used to spend my nights howling at the moon, tried to get her attention, man, what could I do? What could I do? Life is short, you only get so many days. Man, I learned how to waste them in so many ways. Turn my back on a crazy bet. I haven't seen the end of my gambling days just yet. If you hear a familiar knock upon your old oak door, maybe I came to my senses. Maybe I'm coming back for more. I'm coming back for more. Thank you.
right. So, Clint, a question for you. Did you come to your senses and you were coming back for more, or you didn't come to, or you just came back for more?
I think that's the thing. There's a little bit of uncertainty about that, right? Like, making a decision, any decision, and like being like, okay, I've made my decision, I'm going to stick with it. But then I think we all know that feeling of doubt creeping back in, like, well, maybe I made the wrong decision. I'll go back and do that other thing.
And what was the name of this woman?
Oh, there's it's not said.
Okay, it's not said. So back to the Morning Mix Love Connection, JW and Jude. You can call in on I'm only kidding.
Yeah, here
but,
we
you know,
are.
We can resolve things, we can book gigs, we can do everything.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah. Awesome. Ask us, try to stump us. There you go. Give us something.
Oh, you
try
can stump
to
us easily.
Stump us and let's see what happens.
That's the easy part. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. It was great to have you back, and love your harmonies and your enthusiasm for what you do.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
So fun.
So Taj Mahal is playing at the Eccles Center this weekend. We want to play a tune as we get the roadies in here to move some equipment around. Rogers and Buffington, Will Rogers and Clint Buffington, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And come back.
Though you've played at love and lost, and sorrows turn your heart to frost, I will mend your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up and morning smile. It's time you felt like that again. There is just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again and love at last. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me with disbelief. You say for you there's no relief. But girl, I swear it won't do you no harm. Don't sit there in your lonely room just looking back inside that gloom. Mama, that's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you where the taste of a life is green. And every day, hold on, one that just got to be seen. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. Though you played with love and loss, the sorrows have turned your heart to frost, I will melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up in morning smile. It's time you felt like that again. There is just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again and love and laugh. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. Thank you.
Ah, that's the music. You know that.
Weekend events.
Weekend events are here. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend to do things. So let's start with this. Fox School of Wine offering a one-of-a-kind art reception and tasting holiday at the Silver Baron Lodge with selected art pieces shown from the Julie Nestor Gallery. Wine tastings of Camus and Veuve Clicquot plus whiskeys from High West Distillery. Tickets are $75. Proceeds will benefit Arts Kids, a nonprofit organization.
I'm so glad that you read that one. Those were some good words. The Ziegfeld Theater Company will present Annie at Egyptian Theater today through April 2nd with shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are at theparkcityshows.com.
Park City Film Series will screen I Am Not Your Negro this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
And at OP Rockwell, tonight is the world's finest, and tomorrow night is Talk, with Yak Attack opening on all shows, nights, and at the doors at 8 o'clock, and the music starts at 9.
I wonder if Yak Attack has met our Hack Attack, which is, he's my
Maybe.
Favorite. He's my favorite DJ.
Maybe that's the inspiration for their name.
He is the most fun guy.
He is, isn't he?
The
wild
Hack
Attack,
man. Yeah.
He shared such silly stories that time he broke his foot ice climbing and was afraid to tell his wife because they were supposed to be at a wedding.
Right.
Was it their wedding? He's so silly.
Of course, this is radio. You can't see what we're looking
so
at and
silly.
Stuff. But this is some of Hack Attack's artwork up on the... Wish we had a camera in here.
I do have a camera. I will take a picture
God.
And post it.
Okay, so Spring Groove heats up on Saturday at the base of Park City Mountain Resort with live music from Van Ladylove playing from 4:30 to 5:30. And then it's Crystal Fighters, an English electronic funk group performing from 6 to 8. And you know that funky outfits and costumes are a tradition at all Spring Groove events. So
can I come over and borrow some stuff?
Oh, I got wigs. I've got everything. Whatever you need.
What do you think I should wear?
Let's see. Spring Groove. I'd go funky doodle. You know, I would.
Have you got a funky doodle I can use?
Yeah, I've got. I would go half pimp outfit, half librarian. With a bright pink shock wig. That's what I would do.
Okay. If you get that ready,
yeah,
I'll be over.
And finally, if you're skiing or riding over at the canyons, check out the fabulous Flintstones from 3 until 5.
And then, of course, there's Opry Ski. The music continues at both PCMR and Canyons for 16 days, including shows by Rogers and Buffington that we just heard from this morning. Tuesday from 3 to 5 on the Payday Deck and PCMR and Downright Citizens on Wednesday at Canyons from 3 to 5.
Legendary blues master Taj Mahal performs tomorrow night at the Eccles Center starting at 7:30 p.m.
That I want to see and wear a costume as well. And then there's the Pixie and Party Grass Boys. They're at Silver Star Cafe tonight. Telluride Meltdown is at the Cabin. And Sounds Like Teen Spirit is at the Spur. Saturday night is John Flanders Jazz Trio at the Silver Star Cafe. And Super Bubble is at the Cabin. And Amorama is at the Spur.
In Camas on Saturday, Great White and Slaughter will be performing at DeJoria Center starting at 8 p.m.
Sounds like a packed weekend. Very musical. Lots of good times. Lots of crazy outfits. And the Color Fest is on Sunday.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So you got the Color Fest is Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Okay. Well, why don't we swing right from weekend events to our next guest?
Absolutely. We have got Jessica Rodriguez and Ashley Mark here in the studio with us, and they are creating an event, or they've got an event. It's the second year, and it's the Thin Air event, where you've got high-performance leadership, speakers, events, and a mix of business groups, professionals, and then you're also bringing in the community. Is that in a nutshell-ish?
It's a pretty good wrap-up, actually.
Is it?
So this is our second year of the Thin Air Innovation Festival. It's going to be April 5th, 6th, and 7th in Park City. So we are basically bringing in business professionals from every sort of industry that you can imagine. And we are saying that basically the best ideas come out of thin air.
Oh, I like that.
So bringing different groups of people together in not your same kind of staunch conference that everybody kind of goes to. It's a lot of free time. It's a lot of different types of meetings and
interactions,
exactly.
So what I would expect from this is that you have these speakers that are you know disseminating this information, but there's a whole bunch of collaboration that's going on behind the scenes as people get different ideas and inspire each other. So you've got speakers and they're doing their thing, but the real action is not when the speakers are speaking. It's all the networking and sharing of ideas and collaboration.
Absolutely.
And how you pull those ideas off.
Absolutely.
It's like someone gave you our notes before we came in.
Ah.
You took our secrets.
That's it, huh?
That's it. I think so.
So what did you learn from the first time that you did this? This is the second year, right?
Correct. I think last year there was a lot of pent-up energy and excitement around what was this going to be? What are we going to do? What does this look like? And how do we capitalize on what we have to offer in Park City? And all of us who live here know what we get to enjoy on a daily basis. And how can we bring the cutting edge of technology, new experiences, groups and businesses who are striving to make the next generation, the next levels of inventions, ideas, conferences, all of those types of things, something new, something different. How do we show people what we have on a daily basis and make that be something outside the box?
Right. So pick a couple of speakers. Tell us what their background is and tell us about maybe what they'll be talking about.
Sure. So I can start and kind of give you an example of what opening night is going to look like. So opening night is actually being held at DeJoria. So we are doing, there'll be food and drink. We have on the panel or on the stage is Dave Patrick, who is the former CEO of Charles Schwab, who has written books now. He teaches at Wharton. His experiences are amazing, but he's going to lead a panel discussion with Michelle McLaren, who is a producer and director. She's done things like Breaking Bad and Westland, mm-hmm. and Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And then we have Chris Fisher, who is the founder of Osreach, they take data to actually track shark patterns. And then they're helping save the oceans basically by tracking sharks. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you have Mark Harrison, who is the president and CEO of Intermountain Healthcare. So we've taken all of these people who are from obviously extremely different industries.
Very different industries.
And then they're going to talk about performance leadership in each of their different areas because it affects everybody, right? No matter what you're doing, a lot of the times they can take the same lessons that they've learned along the way and we can all apply it to something.
Right.
So, and then they're also going to be joined by a couple of former Olympians, Hannah Kearney and Ashley Caldwell.
Wow.
Kind of a mashup of some,
right?
Some very, very interesting disciplines.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so exciting is there's something for everyone. And the outdoor enthusiast meets kind of the techie geek world, meets the new cutting edge innovations that are transpiring kind of behind the scenes. And so you have this opportunity to come together and experience things like what's being offered opening night and then on Thursday and Friday breakout sessions and hear from some amazing people on amazing things that are being done, but then enjoy things like our lounge at Butcher's and take time to do what we're calling chairlift chats with some of these special individuals.
Sure.
And start some networking and figure out how can you apply these things that are happening either behind the scenes or right in front of our faces to everyday applications. So whether you're a local individual or you're traveling internationally or out of town to come to this event, there's going to be something for you to either take back to your own working team or even in your personal lives.
What I find is that with conferences, there's always a push, it seems like, to have it be different, something different. And while I appreciate that, I think that the consistency is that there are places to go and moving something forward is really hard. There's mm-hmm. no shortage of ideas. Mm-hmm. They're happening constantly. Finding something and sticking with it, just like we were talking with our musical guest earlier, mm-hmm. having that idea when it's exciting and then moving into the part of making something work, that's when it gets, your doubts start to creep in. And so creating a space where you can acknowledge and encourage each other to, you know, let that part go, continue along this path instead of
And you know what, that specifically, thank you for saying that, because one of the biggest differences from first year to this year is recognizing that there is a huge push for innovation and kind of recoining second year to be high performance leadership. Like, that's what we extracted as those individuals putting on this event last year. We went, you know what? There's a bigger theme behind this. There's a bigger message for consistency and continued growth to draw people in to come and join us for this event. And it's combining the outdoor opportunities that we enjoy here, that kind of athletic performance idea, with in office, in business, CEO technology performance, and how are those two things the same? So the Thin Air Festival is going to be here. It's not going away. It's going to continue to grow and capitalizing on what is Park City all about, and kind of running that high performance center, and how can you apply that to everything has, I think, become our theme. Would you agree, Ashley?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the whole idea of tying in Park City to introducing new eyes to the city, it's great, because this is a conference that allows small businesses or large businesses that want to bring like their executive teams out.
Right.
It's their retreat time, right? They're not going to necessarily put kind of forth the amount of money to bring in some of these large speakers,
right?
But they can bring it here and basically bolt on to our event and experience the city and get high level experience out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google Thin Air Park City, you'll be able to get the pricing schedule if you wanted to bring your management team.
Absolutely.
Or certain executives or people that you're trying to
definitely
get involved in your organization. I think also what inevitably may come from this, as people pay attention to the Chris Fishers of the world and you know, all of that. And Chris Fisher was on Cool Science Radio, another program I'm affiliated with. And I look at his shark tracker. I have a shark tracker app on my phone. I'm always tracking his sharks, which is just really cool. But I think the other thing that comes out of it is that people start to understand that every one of these executives that is really making things happen, be it with, you know, producing Westworld or Game of Thrones or, you know, what Chris Fisher does or the guy at Schwab, is that they take risk. And risk is your friend. Risk is, you know, a lot of people are afraid of risk, but every single person that's been successful has put everything on the line at some point.
Right.
And maybe multiple times they've done that.
And they've been willing to fail and then stay in that vulnerable space to grow their own performance and develop the performance of themselves and the people that are around them. They're not squashers, they're builders.
Absolutely. Some of the breakout sessions, and if you do visit thinairparkcity.com and look at the schedule for the 6th and 7th, speaking specifically to those comments are things like creating a culture that builds and sustains high performance organizations, and what it took from people like, who all us locals might know, Bob Wheaton, the general manager of Deer Valley Resort, is participating and sitting on that panel to provide insider details like that. How do you continue to take risks and build a successful organization that is a specific culture that draws people in and continues to bring people back?
Peter Drucker, as many of us have heard of Peter Drucker, wonderful man, he said, if you're not building people, don't bother. Don't even show up.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Yeah. Also, tell us about the party. So there's going to be a big Friday night street concert featuring Magic and March 4th. Tell us about that event.
So last year, so actually we're doing basically the concert to say thank you to all of the locals for a great ski season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free to the public on Main Street. So it's going to be Magic, who you probably know with their hit Rude.
Right.
They're kind of that reggae pop band.
Mm-hmm.
And then March 4th is actually a 20-piece musician and artist spectacular is what I'm going to call it.
Right.
Just Carney Misfits, burlesque sideshow.
So cool, yes.
Absolutely.
The musical and the visual performance side.
You really are. There's something just so fantastic about all of them coming together, and they're just,
So they'll open, and then magic will come on, and if it's, and we anticipate that it will be, but if it's anything like last year, we had a huge turnout, the weather was fantastic, everyone was having a great time, and if you've enjoyed any concerts on Main Street before, you know that it's going to be well put together, and is sponsored by both Park City Mountain and Deer Valley Resort this year, so there'll be no shortage of fun, organization, and fantastic delivery for that event.
Ashley Mark and Jessica Rodriguez, the Thin Air Festival. Again, go to just Google Thin Air Park City, all sorts of information. But if you really want to get some good information, under the guide that they have there, look under people, and you get a bio of all the people that will be speaking. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Interesting group of people.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Perfect. And by the way, early bird pricing ends tonight. So if you're interested in going, get on and grab your ticket.
Get registered.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. When we return, Natalie McHale, Education Assistant at Swanner Preserve and Eco Center, we're talking about kids camps. Stay with us.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise grants and donations focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our local communities. Grants fund programs that are designed to help kids achieve in the classroom and develop an interest for the outdoors by engaging guests, local communities, and our employees. Information at epicpromise.com.
Hey, this is Nick Spitzer. Join me here on KPCW for American Roots, our weekly two-hour music program from New Orleans. We bring you a wide range of American music, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., supported by Donna Van Buren and Greater Park City Properties. American Roots, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
Be here with Jude Robinson, now joining us in the studio, Natalie McHale, who's the education assistant for the Swanner Preserve and Eco Center. And Natalie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
How's your day going so far?
It's going great. A family in town, showing them Park City, so far so good.
Your family is here?
Yes, they're in town from Mississippi and Michigan.
Okay.
A little bit of a mix, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son and his girlfriend are coming in about an hour. They're going to be landing from Boston, so
nice.
We're going to spend a few days together as well. It's always fun, isn't it?
It is fun. It makes you appreciate where you live again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good. Well, it's great to get you out of that sweatshop at Swanner,
because they
really
awful views.
Awful views.
And, terrible.
Yeah. So, a lot of people work real hard, and they've got to get their kids involved in different camps things like that. So, tell us about your camp program.
So, the most upcoming event are our spring break camps. This is the second year we will be running those. They're April 10th through the 14th. Registration is open. You can do single days, or you can do the entire week for a little bit of a discount if you go that route. It's for grades first through fifth grade. Every day is a different theme, so depending on what your child's interest is, we have something for everyone. A lot of it will be outdoors every day, a little bit of inside. We focus all of our camps on STEAM, which I think a lot of people are familiar with STEM, but they've added the A in there for art this year recently.
Oh, nice.
So we make
job.
Sure we include a lot of art in our programming. So we're really looking forward to that. We usually do really well with that, and it's a great way to keep your kids engaged educationally, but kind of in a more fun way during their spring break camp. So.
I thought it was acrobatics, science, technology, engineering.
We end up seeing a little bit of that, too.
Acrobatics
and
mathematics.
The kids teach us that, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think that they read that note that you sent them about that.
No.
should have seen the video, though.
Nobody reads anything I send.
No. You and your leotards, though. That would have been great.
Oh, boy.
So grades 1 through 5, specifically.
Yes. Yep, for spring break.
Have you thought about, I'm just going to throw this out because I have two daughters that are a bit older.
Yeah.
Is there any type of a internship for older kids,
maybe,
or have you
more
thought about it?
Middle school age or high school?
Yes.
We offer some clubs throughout the year. They meet twice a month. It's our Eco Club. They meet on Fridays. We don't have anything specifically during spring break, but we do have some of our Eco Club members who will be helping out with the camps this year.
Okay.
So they're kind of serving as counselors. They're not at the age yet where they could be counselors during high school.
I know.
But it's a great way for them to kind of get their toes in it, see if they enjoy doing that. So we do offer that. We also are always open to volunteers of any age group. And we see a lot of middle school, high school volunteers. They'll help our eco-hosts, which who work the front desk, do any sorts of activities. They'll also sometimes help us with, like, demos for art projects that we do during camps. Anything that they're interested in, we can find something for them to do. So
One of my daughters, I have a picture of them when they were little, and they were doing a workshop there. I can't remember if it was a camp or a workshop.
Okay.
And I said, Brookie, what are you doing? Because she had green paint all over her hand. And she said, I'm hand painting.
I love it. Yes.
I said, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the, if you send your kid to a summer camp at Swanner, they will get messy. Whether it's art projects or outside, it's great. But we're really excited because we now officially offer programs from preschool all the way through high school. So it's been fun. I think in the past few years, we're finally seeing how kids can progress, maybe hopefully all the way from preschool through high school with Swanner. And we're starting to see that. We have kids who are summer campers who then did Eco Club, who also we offer a summer camp called Counselors in Training. Mm-hmm. So that's for middle school. And then from there, they end up being summer camp counselors. So that's really cool to see.
On Tuesday morning, I was listening to Chris Cherniak and Nell
on
This Green Earth, which I listen to on a regular basis. And Nell Larson, who is the executive director of Swanner, was saying at the very end of the program that you have something called the Expansive World of Insects. It's a new exhibit. Tell us about that.
Yep. So it opens April 1st. We'll have a big grand opening party for that. So it started up at Utah State University, which we're an extension site of. Their library put it together, but it's all about bugs. So it'll answer questions, just basic, what are bugs? And then it also dives into Utah-specific bugs. There's some really cool history about fireflies on the Swanner Preserve, so you can learn a little bit about that. But I would definitely recommend coming out on April 1st. It's our big grand opening. Kim's Cold-Blooded Creatures will be there. I think she's kind of a celebrity with the kids in Park City. She brings her amphibians and her bugs, lets you hold them. We'll also do some cricket tastings. You can taste different types of crickets, which will be kind of cool.
That's a thing now, isn't it? It's protein.
It is, yeah. If you go to some other countries, it's kind of their snack of choice. So, yeah, it's interesting. But we'll learn all about that. And that will be through, I believe it's May 15th is the last day of that. So we have about a month and a half. But, yeah, we're starting to get into the traveling exhibit world, which is really cool.
I want to learn more about fireflies.
I do, too. Aren't they
cool?
They're interesting. Yeah. I didn't think that we had them here, and then I heard that we are now having them here because of the warmth.
Yeah.
I heard a firefly story. This is apparently off the coast of Africa somewhere. This guy was in this boat, and he's looking on the shore, and the sun's going down. It gets dark, and the fireflies start coming out, and they're firing. And they're firing their globes random and chaotically. It just, you see the lights just popping and stuff like that. And slowly over time, over a period of about an hour or so, one would fire and another one would slow down so it could fire with the other one. Another one that was going too slow would speed up. And over time, the entire shore was totally synchronized. And it was
just stories like that.
10,000 just firing all at the same time. And it was like a strobe light that was operating at a slower speed.
It's amazing.
I want to learn more about that. I want to see if that's true.
That's what we're here for. That's what the Small Wonders exhibit is for. And even our spring break camp, one of the days is dedicated to small creatures as well, which ties into the exhibit really well. But yeah, that's all that it's about. I feel like bugs are just something we see every day and are gross. And
I know I've done several tours on the Swanner for various things, the frogs, the tadpoles. But something I loved, a little bit of something I just hadn't known, the, what are they, the big birds that come through? The
sandhill cranes.
Sandhill cranes.
Yes.
The babies are colts.
Yes.
Isn't that hysterical?
Yep.
I love that. They're colts.
Yeah.
Like a baby horse.
Yeah.
I just think that's the cutest thing.
The ties in, yes. Yep, but those cranes are back as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely come visit the Eco Center even before the exhibit opens. We have our permanent exhibit in right now, which is always fun, but just seeing the cranes, they're very entertaining to watch right now. They're kind of in that mating season, so and trying to find their nests and things like that.
And
so it's really cool
they
to
call
see.
For each other. You know,
oh,
they
yeah,
mate for
so
life,
loud.
And they scream. They not scream. They sing
it's almost
for
like
each
a scream,
other
yes.
until their mate comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly. It's pretty cool.
And then they have those colts.
Yes.
And they're named colts because of their strong legs.
Yep. I can see that. They're cool birds. Definitely cool.
So is all this information up on the Swanner Preserve and Eco Center website for the summer camps, the insect exhibit, and everything else?
Yep. So if you visit SwannerEcoCenter.org, we have all the registration online. We also have scholarships available for summer camps as well. So if that is anyone's interest, they'll just see all the information for that on there as well. And yep, all the exhibit information, upcoming exhibits, you can read about our past exhibits as well, see what we've been up to. And we also have the crane cam, which you can watch the sandhill cranes. We point a camera once they build their nest on their nest, and you can see the eggs develop, watch them take care of the eggs, see them hatch, everything. It's really cool to watch. So,
right.
And that's live on there. And I think right now we have a herd of 14 elk out there, and the camera's usually pointed on them right now. So that's pretty cool to see.
And they're in mating season as well. Bugling.
Yes, and they'll be dropping their sheds through soon, things like that. So they're pretty entertaining to watch.
How many acres do you all have?
It's 1,200 acres total. So on the side of Kimball Junction with the Eco Center, there's about 850 acres of wetland habitat. And then we have the upland habitat on the other side near Glen Valley Trail System. And that's open to the public. So there's about 10 miles of biking trails, hiking trails, things like that over there. So have a little bit of something
does,
for
does
everyone.
The exhibit, does the insect exhibit talk about mosquitoes?
I am not sure specifically. I would assume.
I want to know why we have mosquitoes. They're just so frustrating. I guess to feed the fish. Okay,
Yes, there's a lot of animals that definitely rely on them. They're a very interesting animal, depending on especially where you live too, or creature, because they're so tiny, but they are a huge part of the food chain and
right
food system, yeah.
Natalie McHale. Education Assistant, Swanner Preserve and Eco Center. Again, go to the Swanner Preserve and Eco Center website to learn all about the stuff we talked about this morning, the spring break camps, the summer camps, and the new exhibit, The Expansive World of Insects, and all sorts of more, all sorts of information.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
And have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay. We're going to play just a little bit of another Taj Mahal song. We'll be back right after this.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
We would also like to thank our guests, Rogers and Buffington, where our musical guest, Will Rogers and Clint Buffington. We want to thank Ashley Mark and Jessica Rodriguez from the Thin Air Festival. It's kind of a new thing here in Park City, so check it out. Go to Thin Air Park City and learn as much as you can about it. It looks like a fascinating conference. We also want to thank Natalie McHale, who's just with us, Education Assistant, Swanner Preserve, and Eco Center. It is going to be a delightful weekend. You're listening to KPCW out here in Park City, Utah. Everybody get outside, have some fun. NPR National News is